All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're wading into the world of DeFi, specifically liquidity pools. We're going to break down a really important concept, price ticks, what they are, why they matter, and where you can find them. Spoiler alert, it's not your local swimming pool.
Glad to be back. And yeah, you're right. Those DeFi pools are a little different from the ones we're used to.
So let's start with the basics. What makes prices in a DeFi liquidity pool different from, say, a traditional crypto exchange?
Think about how a regular exchange works. You've got buyers and sellers. They put in their orders at different prices, and all those orders make up something called an order book, right?
Right.
DeFi is a whole different animal. Instead of order books, we've got these things called automated market makers, AMMs for short. They use these big pools of assets, usually two cryptocurrencies paired together. And the price, well, it's all determined by a pre-programmed mathematical formula, basically based on how much of each asset is actually in that pool.
Okay, so far so good. So how do price ticks fit into all of this?
Ticks are basically the smallest possible price movement that can happen when a trade is executed. On a regular exchange, you might see prices move up or down by tiny fractions of a cent. But in a liquidity pool, nope. Those prices can only jump between these predetermined intervals, these ticks. Think of it less like a ramp and more like a staircase. You can only be on the step, not in between.
And the size of those stairs, those ticks, can be different between pools.
Exactly, the size of those ticks. That all comes down to the fee structure of the specific pool you're looking at. The traders using that pool pay fees, right? Mm. Well, those fees, they go to the liquidity providers, the folks who put their assets into that pool.
Okay, so how do fees and tick sizes actually relate to each other?
Let's imagine a pool with a 0.30% fee tier. That's what traders are getting hit with. Now, a pool like that will usually have a tick size of about 0.60%. The thing is, the tighter the tick, the smaller the price can change with each trade. And smaller ticks, more often than not, come with lower fees for those traders. It's all a delicate balance.
So we're talking about fractions of percentages here, tiny little price movements. Why should anyone really care about tick size? Doesn't it all just kind of even out in the end?
Ah, but that's where it gets interesting. See, when you want to provide liquidity to a pool, you don't just throw your assets in a big pile. You set a price range, right? And that range is subject to those pesky ticks.
So walk me through how that actually works in practice. Let's take an example.
Sure. Let's imagine you're interested in a BCH / USDT liquidity pool.
Yeah.
You decide, okay, I'm willing to provide liquidity at a price range of 1,000 to 5,000 USDT per BCH.
Straightforward enough, yeah.
Sounds pretty straightforward to me.
But here comes the catch. Because of this whole tick rounding thing, the pool might actually set your range to something like 1,000.3 USDT on the low end and 4,993.92 on the high end. Not quite the nice round numbers you originally had in mind.
Interesting. At first glance, those little rounding errors seem pretty insignificant, but I'm guessing there's more to it than meets the eye. Exactly. In isolation, yeah, a few decimals here and there don't seem like much, but zoom out a bit. Think about all the trades happening on that pool, day in and day out. Those tiny differences can actually add up and eat into, or add to, the returns for the liquidity providers.
Ah, okay. I'm starting to see how those tiny ticks can actually make a difference over time.
That's just it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about knowing what ticks are. It's about recognizing why they matter, how those seemingly insignificant price jumps can impact your potential gains in the DeFi space.
So what can liquidity providers actually do? Are there strategies they can use to kind of optimize their returns, given this whole tick size situation?
Absolutely. Once you understand how ticks work, you can start getting strategic. You might, for example, decide to place your liquidity in a tighter range around the current price. This is sometimes called concentrated liquidity. The thinking there is that if you're in that sweet spot where most of the trading action is, you'll probably earn more fees. But of course, if the price moves outside your range, you'll miss out on those potential gains.
So it's kind of like finding those prime real estate spots in the liquidity pool, the spots with the most foot traffic.
Exactly. And here's something else to keep in mind. Those tick sizes, they're not fixed, not even close. They can be totally different from one pool to the next. And even within the same pool, tick sizes can change over time as the market heats up or cools down.
So there's a real dynamic element to consider here too. Wow, this is a lot to digest. For all you DeFi explorers out there, here's a question to ponder. We've talked about how tick sizes are always in flux. So what strategies do you think would be most effective for maximizing returns in this constantly changing DeFi landscape?